Welcome to another episode of the Flowcert podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Corenda, and today we are taking you behind the scenes to explore how Flowcert ensures the competence and continuous development of its auditors. We'll hear about the training programs, ongoing support, and processes that help auditors deliver consistent, credible fair trade certification. I'm joined by Marijke Schneider, competence manager here at Flowcert. Marijke is responsible for the competence scheme and trainings for everyone involved in the fair trade certification. Marijke, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Andrea.
Okay, let's dive in. Before we get into the training itself, let's set the stage. What does a Flowcert auditor actually do, and why is their work essential for our assurance work?
This is a very valid question. So basically, for Flowcert as a certification body, the auditors are the core of the company and also the face to the customers. Basically, they are verifying the compliance with the fair trade standards through the on-site visits at our customers, through interviews, document reviews, and transaction checks, all of the sorts. And of course, then through that, they play a very critical role in safeguarding the credibility and the trust in the fair trade certification and all of our services.
They are the backbone of assurance.
Exactly, yes.
Now let's talk about the training. How do auditors get prepared before they start conducting audits?
So let's start with the hiring process. So even prior to starting working with us, we expect the auditors to have a certain qualification background. We expect them to be in the tech industry already. We ask for a certain type of background of agricultural knowledge, business, environmental studies. And once they are selected in the hiring process, they undergo a complete onboarding. And in this onboarding, they basically learn about the standards, the processes, and this training is composed of an off-the-shelf training and also an on-demand one-on-one training.
And who is responsible for providing the training?
That's a very good question. So we have regional auditor responsibles in every region, so for our four regions, and as well trained senior auditors. They're especially trained for conducting, for example, our on-site evaluation. So after the theoretical onboarding, they go, the trainee auditors go on-site. They have one shadow audit where they, for example, accompany a trainer auditor and learn about the specifics of a fair trade audit. It is very challenging because it's not a black and white scenario, but they have to learn more about soft skills and identifying certain issues. So this is what they learn when they accompany a trainer auditor. And after this event, they're even evaluated before they actually start auditing.
It sounds like a thorough onboarding process.
Yes, it is.
With more than 120 auditors worldwide, how does Flowcert ensure alignment and consistency across different countries, cultures, and organizational structures?
So we do have a program in place which is called ASK. So ASK stands for Aligning and Sharing Knowledge. And within this program, we have different types of setups. We have the ASK Online, so people from all the regions, they join in and learn about a topic. They are able to get clarifications. Then we also have on-site trainings. These are happening every 2 years for each region. And there also the focus is on really exchanging and aligning and talking a lot. A lot of talking is happening.
Are there any challenges in managing training across so many regions, and how do we address them?
Yeah, so there are challenges because in reality, every region has their own small challenges, right? And so also the training need can be slightly different, but that's what we are here for. As I said, all the trainings are organized centrally. So what we make sure of is that we talk with every region, with every responsible manager of every region to align the topics. We are sharing the agendas of all the different trainings that happened. Mm-hmm. Also, we share existing training material, so every region can take up this training material as a basis mm-hmm. and then add their specifics to it.
With so many trainings happening across regions, how do you keep track of it all?
Mm-hmm. That's also a very good question. We do have our own learning management system, and in this learning management system, we keep all sorts of trainings. So there, for example, you can find all the onboarding trainings that are the off-the-shelf trainings that I just mentioned. Also, we keep the pre-learning material that we share with everybody before the training, and also the follow-up material. And it has been proven to be extremely helpful because everybody can access this knowledge every time mm-hmm. when they need it as audit preparations. Also, if there are any unclarities, they can always go back to it without bothering any person.
Yeah. Marijke, auditing can involve complex and sensitive situations. How do auditors stay up to date with best practices?
Mm-hmm. So this is also, of course, very closely linked with all our trainings and also training methodologies. Mm-hmm. Especially during our Ask On-site trainings, we focus a lot on exercising, on sharing experiences. We sometimes create role plays to reflect the reality of auditing.
Interesting.
Yes. And it's always a lot of fun, especially for the actors.
Yes.
So we do have different methodologies in place, and we also created we are using a methodology called BarCamp mm-hmm. in which the auditors can suggest topics they want to discuss about, and then they split up in self-organized groups. They would share their experience they have on the specific topics. They would align on it. They would come back into the plenary with questions, with suggestions. And this also has proven really valuable because sometimes the auditors know what they need, what kind of calibration they need on a different level. Sometimes these ideas or the needs don't appear in any written form, in no email. So I guess these are the ways. And also we do have, I was talking about an on-site evaluation during our onboarding process. Mm-hmm. We actually also have these on-site evaluations every 3 years for mm-hmm. the auditors, in which the trainer auditor then does a live review of the work of each auditor. And then at the end of this evaluation, they will sit together and discuss if they have any needs for improvement and how to tackle them. Or they would also again exchange on best practices. Mm-hmm.
So it's a mix.
It is a mix.
Yes. Of ongoing training, support, guidance.
Exactly.
My last question. From your perspective, which training areas are becoming most relevant right now? And which do you expect will grow in importance in the future?
Mm-hmm. So we could already feel, of course, the impact of a lot of regulations that are being put on the whole system on a governmental layer. So, mm-hmm. For example, HREDD is a big topic that we are already looking into and training and discussing. Also, of course, environmental due diligence mm-hmm. is one of the topics, and we're using more and more technical platforms to mm-hmm. support our audit processes. Mm-hmm. So we do train on these technical applications as well, which help facilitating the audit process and also make the audit more thorough, I would mm-hmm. say.
Marijke, thank you so much for giving us this inside look at Flowcert auditor training and competence programs.
Thank you for having me.
That's for sure.